Now let's consider an event that's hit the headlines big time this year. The recent cyber attacks across 150 countries have affected hundreds of thousands of computers. And in the UK, the National Health Service has been among the organisations that has been impacted. Well, with us is cybersecurity expert Paul Harris. He's the managing director of the Manchester-based firm Sukarma. First of all, what is this threat that's brought computers to their knees across the world?
Well, the attack that happened on Friday the 12th of May was a ransomware attack. It was called WannaCry. Multiple strains of ransomware attacks are out there currently, and this was just one particular type that attacked certain versions of Windows software.
How did people's computers get infected?
So it was most likely triggered by a phishing email where people are encouraged to either click on a link or open an attachment, which then downloads malware. In the instance of WannaCry, the payload, as it's called, this ransomware software, then started to encrypt all of the files on the computer that it attacked. And that means they're effectively locked and you can't unlock them unless you get a decryption key. What this then went on to do, this particular attack, was then search for other devices and computers on the network and start to attack those. So it spread very quickly. And then once it had attacked all of those computers, it would then start pinging externally and look for other computers to attack.
And do we know where this threat came from?
No. I think when it started, like most ransomware attacks, the assumption was that it was an individual cyber criminal. Probably unlikely we'll ever find out for certain. There are some interesting theories, though, around whether this is actually a government attack. So if you think about countries in the world that are sort of posturing at the moment and putting on big displays of their military capabilities, the malware behind WannaCry was actually based on some malware that was out in the world earlier in the year, in around January, that was created by a hacking team in North Korea called the Lazarus Group.
Now, given that the people who are doing this are asking for a ransom, can we not just see where the money goes and then we go and catch them?
Unfortunately not, no, because the cyber criminals' currency of choice is something called Bitcoin, which is a cryptocurrency. So what you can see is their wallet. So on the attack from Friday, there was about £60,000 put into this wallet. You don't know who has put money in and you can't see who takes money out. The reason that criminals like Bitcoin is because there is no central bank. So it's very, very difficult to trace who has them. Once you've got that money, like most criminals, what they do is then launder that through one or two sources to turn it into cash.
And once your computer has been locked, is there no way back without paying the ransom?
The advice is don't pay. It does pose quite a difficult question for you. If you're smart, you'll have kept backups, regular backups, and you'll have a system in place to ensure that you're able to reinstate. It's a bigger problem for businesses, but if a business is regularly taking backups and those backups are separated from the network, then you're much, much safer. If you haven't got that, then you are faced with a difficult choice, which is, do I pay? It's a relatively small amount of money, but at the end of the day, you're dealing with criminals and there's nothing to say that someone won't come back next week and attack you if you've demonstrated that you're able to pay.
Andrew?
So my real concern is that I have to use lots of very old Windows computers for my work because they're attached to a piece of hardware which is worth £250,000, maybe more. We don't have the budget to replace the hardware, even if the computer's cheap to replace, and no one's going to write a driver for that hardware. So what can they actually do?
What Microsoft have done following this recent attack is that they've gone back to software that had been obsoleted by them, so they were no longer supporting it, and they have gone back and created security patches to try and close these vulnerabilities down. But it's the way that software companies work. They will only support a piece of software for so long, and then they move on to their new product. You can protect yourself to a degree by all of the basics that we should be doing, running patches on our software, particularly critical security patches, running antivirus software, having firewalls, having strong passwords, not using the same password for everything that we do, which is, it's something that we all do because it's so much easier, but really don't. And have really good discipline about emails.
Okay.
Are these attackers able to get your data or information off of your computer, or is it just a lockdown
Yes, everybody needs to step away from the idea that you can be safe online, because that's a dangerous concept. You know, we don't expect our houses, for example, to be completely impenetrable. We accept there's a certain element of risk there, and it's the same online. So cyber criminals, whoever they are after multiple things. They're after your data. They're after credit card information. They want to try and get into your bank account. They're looking to steal company secrets, military secrets. You know, we've all got things digitally that are valuable to us, and it is impossible to entirely protect them. It comes down to how valuable is it to you, and how much time and effort and budget are you prepared to spend protecting it. And you can make yourself safe from most of these types of attacks, but you'll never be 100% secure.
Is it fair enough to say as well, Paul, that sometimes some of these threats, the worst ones, are the ones you don't know about, because you could well have things lurking on your computer where the hacker has created for themselves access to your computer and all of your data that Kate's worried about, and you don't know that, and they can, when they want to, access your computer or call up your computer and use it to do their bidding from afar?
That's very true, and that's the majority of cyber attacks are stealthy. They don't want you to know they're there. Ransomware is a very noisy attack, because you have to be alerted because they want you to pay, but by far the majority of attacks are stealthy. So yet you don't necessarily know, and they're not necessarily always after you. They might just be taking over your machines to help them attack other people.
And just to finish, Paul, what proportion do you think of people's computers probably do have malware on them? If you took an average person off the street, now I appreciate this is a hard question for you to answer, but you know, plucking a number from the air with all of the risk attached thereto, what proportion do you think?
I think if you think that last year 3.1 billion records were leaked, I think it's probably fair to assume that most of us have got our data on the dark web. It's been stolen at some point from either from us directly or from websites that we use, which is why it's really important to change that, the information that you have. And if you think in business terms, I've seen stats between 50 and sort of 75% of businesses in the UK reporting cyber attacks last year. So it's one in two or worse, your probability of being attacked.